Okay, well, now we're going to talk about ripe grain in the head. This would be the third base position. And the third baseman's job is not to let anybody get on to third base without convincing them, getting them convinced that they ought to be brokenhearted, brokenhearted, broken in, contrite heart about their sin, that is their right standing in the sight of God. That's where they are at right now. Guilty. They have broken God's laws, and they deserve to be cast into the fires of hell. And people need to understand that, that they don't deserve anything but the fires of hell. Now, the third baseman's job is to convince people that they ought to be brokenhearted about their sin. And that the only person, that Jesus Christ, he is the only person that can help them with their sinner man problem. Because the problem isn't just sin. The problem is the creature, the sinner man creature that every unregenerate man is. They're a broken, corrupted creature. And that's the third baseman's job, is to convince them that everybody must be born again. He must be saved. There's one Savior. And when they get convinced of that, then they can be safe on third base, and they're on their way home. And the catcher's job, And this is going to be about the harvest. Now that the grain has gotten ripe in the head, because they know they're a sinner, they believe in God, they know they can't stop sinning, and they know that only Jesus can save them. So they want to go home, and so they're headed home. And the catcher, he will not let them cross home plate until they receive Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior. And that shouldn't be a really hard job to do once somebody is convinced that they are a sinner and they're brokenhearted about it. And that will be the harvest. And receiving Jesus Christ is by faith through the grace of God. He's the gift of God. And there's a lot of good scriptures we can use, John 3:16 and Romans 10. Verse 9 and 10, to help people to receive Jesus Christ, to be their Lord and Savior. And that's the process that everybody gets to go through to enter into a saving relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And I rejoice in the Lord that you're interested in doing this work. There's not very many people who are up to the task of serving the Lord as a soul winner in the field of His harvest. And I praise God for you, and give thanks and pray that He bless you mightily and strengthen you and quicken you according to His word, and cause His Spirit to abound in you in love and patience and wisdom and peace. And praise the Lord. Praise God. And study and take care of some business. And I'll see you later. Okay? God bless you.